This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Strong signal from my voice. Let me see if I can flip another gear and put my voice. There it is. Okay. 7 after the hour. Monday is upon us, the 22nd of May. We have one more Monday in the month, right, which will be Memorial Day, a week from today. This program will air live on Memorial Day, the same as it does every other holiday, no matter what, because, well, if it's a Monday through Friday holiday, then we are here to promote conversation and fun, entertainment, whatever it is that may rush into my mind. People, once in a while, don't understand what it is that I'm doing here, and so I'm happy to clarify when somebody sends me, you know, who the heck are you? You sound just like all the rest of the news. You criticize the news media for having opinions. Well, the difference between me and some other radio hosts and what goes on television under the guise of it being news is I don't tell you that I'm a newsman. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a professional reporter. I do report, and I think I'm a professional conversationalist. I'm a talker. I'm a yakker. And so what I have to say has to do with what I think, as what you do. You're not news reporters either, right? You're not. I bet that most of the 3 million or so people that listen to one thing or another that I do on the air during the week, the course of a week, are not news, professional news gatherers. Maybe there are a few here and there because there aren't many professional news gatherers left. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to know if you believe what they tell you, they say that the reason that they express themselves about things that are going on is because you want them to. You need them to. You've got to have them on the line so that you, who are not that smart, know what to think because they are smarter than you are. No, I don't think that I'm smarter than you are. I think I have a point of view, and you do too. So share it as you will, in any number of ways. Email to me is fine, doug@dougstefan.com, or trying 888-302-3684 is okay. You'll need that line in a few moments because we'll have a 2020 news quiz question coming up. One of the things that people are talking about today is that Donald Trump has been in the Middle East, went to Saudi Arabia, and there are folks who are upset because Trump made a deal. Some say it's not legit, an arms deal with Saudi Arabia. People who are on the other side of this deal, well, I'm sure they're on the other side. There are people when he has made statements about various things in the Middle East, the focus has been on Iran as a terrorist source, and I'm a little confused with that because Iran hasn't done anything that would affect the United States. Oh, you can say the deal was the, what did he say? It was the worst deal in history, which was nonsense because it isn't the worst deal in history. See, this is where I'm, this week may be a, for those of you who really love Donald Trump, may not be your favorite week for me because I think that he's done some foolish stuff. I think that he always, as does everybody else, you, me, we all deserve a second chance, maybe a third chance, maybe even a fourth chance. And that there are things that we all do that are good and things that we all do that are bad. Trump is neither all good nor is he all bad. Is he the United States is in for a rough time, according to Time magazine. I read an article or editorial on a plane coming back to Boston last night from the Sunday Times. Basically, the question was, can the presidency survive under Donald Trump? Will he have ruined it? Really? If he ruins it, whose fault will that be under the circumstances? Well, at any rate, I hardly think that's going to be the problem. Is he ruining his own chances at history? Well, he's already going down in history as the most controversial president, certainly in our lifetime. There are others who have been very controversial, but they haven't had the scrutiny. They haven't had the electronic age behind them or in front of them or around them so that reporters and people who are on social media can fire back this way and that way and another way. For example, here's a piece that appears today in one of my favorite, well, actually, this is on Drudge, but it came from, what difference does it make where it came from? It's bottom line, an interesting thought piece suggesting that the president ought to spend his time usefully while he's in the Middle East discussing how to avoid the host that he had in Saudi Arabia carrying out another 9/11 atrocity, September 11th. Remember that? And how many, there were all kinds of indications that George Bush and his pals took care of the Saudis because every single one of the terrorists came out of Saudi Arabia. Does Trump not know that? Doesn't he think that he's going to be, when he takes a shot at the Iranians as being terrorists, that's kind of baseless under the circumstances. So I don't necessarily love the Iranian government. I think the Iranian people are smart, and it'll be interesting to see because I think their election is it today? I think it's today. Maybe it was last. I think it was. Anyway, they have been the focus of attacks from Donald Trump. I don't think they're our friends by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think, other than in Israel, you'd find a government in the Middle East that really is friendly. Maybe Jordan to a point. But name another country in the Middle East that really is an upstanding, legitimate government. I don't consider the Saudis. They're a bunch of... look at what they do to women. Look at how they treat people in their country. Not that it's any of our business, because it really isn't. But to say they're our great friends, and they have been, supposedly since George Bush the father, one of the few faults that I find with George Bush the father is that he sort of really ushered in the new age of our relationship with Saudi Arabia because of his own personal interests. That's what these guys do. Everybody criticizes Trump, and they're saying, oh, look at these business deals he's making. He's going to make millions. He already has made millions. They all do that. Look at the deal that Barack Obama, or the deals he's put together since he got out of the White House in 3 or 4 months. He's made deals worth tens of millions of dollars to help himself out. That's what the modern day presidency is all about. Make yourself rich after you've been through that chaos that is called the American presidency. Tough job. And the people who are doing it are less qualified. Is that the right word? I don't know. Somebody goes back to Eisenhower, thought he was really well qualified to be the president. I thought JFK wasn't, but he did figure it out. Anyway, the point is that the 19 terrorists who were responsible for September 11th were Saudi citizens. End of story. Okay? So now the question comes, we've said that and observed it. What's this new U.S. arms deal with Saudi Arabia? A couple of them worth $150 billion finalized during the trip. Here's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talking about this arms deal.
Obviously, there were significant new arms sales packages were announced with the kingdom, but there are also sales going on to other important countries in the region. This strengthens the overall security posture of the Gulf and the Arab nations in particular, and I think makes it clear to Iran that we, the United States, will stand with our partners here in the region to counter Iran's hegemony. Any aspirations Iran has for putting pressure on these countries will be met by a strong and unified front.
Okay. So, again, let me make sure everybody understands what I'm saying. I don't like Iran as a government. I like a lot of the people that I've met that are Iranians that have moved to America that have become legitimate business people. Most of them are in the medical field, the ones that I've met. And they're good, well-educated people. Just because they have a bad government doesn't mean they're bad people. The country is run by bad people. The Ayatollah is a bad guy. I think the president there now, who is not really, they have sort of figureheads because there is this control by these, in many of the Middle Eastern countries are the same, these religious zealots gain control, a foothold, and so that's who makes the rules. And I'll look for Iran to change that not too far down the road, because I think there's so many people who find it objectionable. But anyway, there was a lot of conversation about these various speeches the president has given over his time there. Yesterday, Trump and the Saudi Arabia king announced the Terrorism Financing Targeting Center, co-chaired by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. It's kind of a joke, isn't it? Because, again, 19 of the terrorists who were involved in what happened on September 11th came from that country. So I find myself having taken as much time as I want to with this. The new arms deal is what it is. Let's do a 2020 news quiz question, shall we? 888-302-3684. Question is, what has happened? There was is a sign of the times. One of America's great entertainment traditions has come to an end over the weekend. What is it? 888-302-3684. You will get a $50 Amazon gift card for purchase of laundry products if you know what happened. What is the great entertainment tradition that's come to an end? What is it? 888-302-3684. It's 18 after the hour.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and down stairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vent. Full-size machines can be stacked to save space or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Be prepared. prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
John Bon Jovi, one of their big songs, a lot of talent here. So, why are we talking about Bon Jovi? Well, this is the music portion of the hour, and every hour at this time is some musical news about some of the big stars in music. It's fun to kind of get a focus on stories like this. Bon Jovi surprised graduates and guests at Fairleigh Dickinson University's commencement exercises yesterday by putting on a performance, sort of impromptu. Fairleigh Dickinson won a nationwide contest to bring Bon Jovi to play at their graduation by generating the most interest on social media. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Victoria, you're a Jerseyite.
Mm-hmm.
John Bon Jovi was born in New Jersey as well.
Yep.
Another one like...
the whole band.
The Boss. Really? Everybody's from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they spoke to the graduates before they performed Reunion, which is a song about a class getting together years after to share memories. He said, quote, "Today marks the end of one chapter of your life and the start of another." And then he said, "Enjoy the book. You're the one writing it, the book of your life. Whatever your vision of how your life is going to be going forward, do it in pencil." What a great bit of advice that is. Great thing is the journey is about to begin. You can take some turns along the way. It may take you someplace you never even dreamed of going. So be open to it. I think that's great.
So true, yeah.
Advice. Great advice. Reunion was first performed by Bon Jovi in 2015 at the commencement exercises at Rutgers. And it's on the current album, This House Is Not For Sale. Most of the students didn't even know who, they knew who he was, but they didn't know he'd be performing, appearing, until they were inside the stadium, which is where the Jets and the Giants play. Yeah,
that's a big graduation.
Crowd. Yeah, right, that's a big crowd. So, good for him. It's got that sound, so identifiable. Kind of like, I always have not confused the two, but I put U2 and Bon Jovi sort of in the same big bucket. just the way they approach their music, I think. Although, I mean, they don't get their sources the same. But it's just, I feel good when I listen to them. Maybe that's the way that I can describe the two of them. All right, up next, musically, Elle King has gotten herself married. It was a secret. She got married, and then she split from Andrew Ferguson. How long was she married to this guy?
Well, I guess they announced that they were engaged a few weeks after they met in February of 2016. They announced they were engaged.
Great recipe for success. Get married 2 weeks ago. Well, yeah. Listen to me. I got married. The only time I got married, I only knew the woman for 3 months before I married her.
Well, they've got you beat. They got married 3 weeks after they met. But they didn't tell anyone. They just said that they were engaged, so they didn't actually say that they were already married. And then the weird thing is, a few months later, Elle was featured on TLC's show Say Yes to the Dress, and she was there picking out her wedding gown. So they had this big wedding planned, which would have been a month ago, and a month ago when it was supposed to happen, she posted something on Instagram saying that, you know, she was on the road and she was choosing rock and roll over marriage or something like that. So everyone knew it was ending, but no one knew she was already married. 27. She is Rob Schneider's daughter.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yep. Yeah.
She's super talented, and, you know, it's very sad. She seems very broken up about it.
Well, Rob, come on. Do a better job with your daughter. Don't let her get married again until she's, like, 35. That's the advice from a parent who has advised his children to do the same thing. And so far, that has worked. 28 past the hour.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
At the hour now. Hi, Doug Steffen here on Monday. Kara Schilling is at the Patrols in our studio in Washington, trying to grab onto your mind. The president's trip to the Middle East is on a lot of people's minds. However, there are other things that have happened over the weekend, to wit, our 2020 news quiz question, for which you, if you're the correct winner, the correct answer person, how's that? That's kind of awkward, isn't it? If you have the correct answer, when you dial 888-302-3684. Try that on for size. And then you will win a $50 gift certificate from Amazon that you can use to purchase laundry products that they have on Amazon, like detergents and softeners and that sort of thing. 888-302-3684 is the number to answer this question, which some consider to be a sign of the times. I think I said that a few minutes ago when I first went through the 2020 News Quiz question. One of America's great entertainment traditions has come to an end on the weekend, and I wonder if you can identify what that is. what happened over the weekend that stopped something that's been going on in America for a long, long time, at least 100 years. What did come to an end? An entertainment tradition. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. And in I guess the focus here, in a sense, is with this $50 Amazon gift card. It's done in coordination and cooperation with the folks at Speed Queen. They're calling this a Lovin' My Laundry gift card. And so the reason that they want you to love your laundry and to pay attention to Speed Queen is because Speed Queen isn't your average washing machine. They are built to last 25 years and backed by the industry's best warranty. And that will prove to be a big load off your mind if you have the correct answer, 888-302-3684. All right, so we'll get to that after we spend a little bit more time talking about the president's trip to the Middle East. So he goes from Saudi Arabia to its arch enemy, Israel, our friends. Second leg of his first foreign trip as president. So the item of interest and in what's on the top of the bill of fare, tackling the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. He's also going to address regional security issues there, reaffirm the commitment to our alliance with Israel. What I want to know, and I don't know the answer to this, frankly, when I was in Israel in December, the big talk was about moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, where it, quote-unquote, belonged. And now, I don't hear much about that. Matter of fact, I think I heard or saw something over the weekend that suggested that really and truly nothing's going to happen. So, the business of this region being the home of the three largest monotheistic religions in the world, I'll be interested to see how he handles this. I know every time I go to Israel, I've been four or five times, I find it to be a spellbinding. I have, other than England, I'm trying to think if I've been anyplace else four or five times outside of this country. I don't think I have been. No, Israel is it, other than in my years of traveling to England because of my family and because I really like England. I found Israel to be a fascinating place because when you stand on top of the hill at the City of David and you look across to the Mount of Olives, or you look around at the settlements, the modern-day settlements, and you see how close everything is, and then you realize that within the walls of this city began the Christian philosophy, the Jewish philosophy, and the Muslim philosophy. All philosophies, all traditions. So it'll be interesting to see how Trump works his way through that. And then he's going to the Vatican, which is the home of the Catholic Church. So is there symbolism here? Saudi Arabia has two of the holiest sites in Islam. And then Israel is the mother church, if you will, the mother load of focus on the Israeli or the Jewish lifestyle is in Israel. And then going to the Vatican. Very interesting. And I'm not the only one who has said that by any stretch of the imagination. He's going to meet with Netanyahu. He's going to the Western Wall. Having been there, this is going to be a circus. Going to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is where Jesus was crucified, and his remains were there. If you've ever been there, it's a really eerie. And yet, not in a chilling sense. I've been in that church three times, I think, and it's a different feeling every time I go in there. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how Trump works his way through all of that. And as there are many other people who are speculating, I'm not here to speculate on what happens. I'm not sure making that deal with Saudi Arabia was great. And I think most everybody, I don't have to be the only one who's going to tell you, it seems like a rather strange symbol, given the fact that 19 of the terrorists involved in September 11th came from Saudi Arabia. I think that speaks for itself. Okay, let's see what we have for answers here to our question about what entertainment tradition went the way of the wind this weekend. Interesting, we have calls from Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Florida, Illinois. I'm going to try to meet Frank Frank, where in Illinois are you, sir?
Alton, Illinois.
Alton, Illinois. Alton, where's that? What's that near?
What's that near?
Yeah.
St. Louis.
St. Louis. So,
St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. My mother was born in Bellevue. How far are you from Belleville?
About 35, 36 miles.
35, 36 miles. All right, good. So I'm interested in your spin on this, the end of a great American entertainment tradition. What happened this weekend?
The Ringling Brothers Circus ended.
Yep. Now, what do you think of that? Were you somebody who supported the idea of getting rid of the circus, or do you think this was a bad move?
I think it was a bad move.
Because?
A lot of kids was going to see it. And over 100 years, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever been to see it?
I've seen it once when I was younger.
When it came to St. Louis?
Yes.
Yeah. And was it when you said you were a kid, how old were you? It's an interesting memory, isn't it, when you think about it? So the big hoopla was about how the animals were taken care of or not. Did you think that there's anything to that, that the animals could have been better taken care of?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. But let's fix the problem rather than just end it. Might have been a better way of approaching the problem, yes?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Good. Hold on just a second, and we're going to take good care of you. Appreciate your listening. I'm just going to say hi to Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
That's good. So what's the number one issue of the day today with you? You've heard me talking about three or four things in the last half hour or so of those or others. What's the number one issue on your mind today?
I hate to see the circus end.
So the circus... All right, so the circus is number one. Okay, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Everybody else, well, I don't know what everybody else is thinking. There's Lauren in Brooksville, Florida. Lauren, what with you is the number one issue of the day?
I share the same thoughts as the last caller. I had been to Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus, too, about 40 years ago when I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful memories, and I still have the booklet that I got, you know, when I was there and everything, and I had a bunch of... the performers autograph it and everything, and I hold it very dear to my heart because my mother really enjoyed, you know, taking me there, and the whole family went.
Yep.
And my great uncle Tootsie actually used to work for them.
Sounds like a great circus name, in fact, Tootsie. All right. Thank you, Lauren, for being here. George is in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. George, what do you think the number one issue of the day is?
Ringling Brothers Circus.
Really? You too? Isn't that interesting? All these people who think the circus and the end of the circus is the most important issue of the day. So, and it is, by the way, the answer to the question. Thank you all. The greatest show on earth. Some people called it the cruelest show on earth. Came to an end over the weekend. The animals are all going to be, if you pardon the pun, farmed out. And so they'll all be okay. The big focus was how the elephants were treated. I know that that was on the minds of lots of people who are animal rights folks. But a lot of these conservation centers now have been founded. There are a couple of things just started because of the end of the circus and need for a home for some of these animals. So the answer to the question was the end of the era for the circus, Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. So because Frank was the first person we put on the air, he's going to get the $50 Amazon gift certificate for laundry products for however he wants to use it around his home, courtesy of the folks at Speed Queen, not your average washing machine, built to last 25 years, backed by the industry's best warranty. It is 45 minutes past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months.
If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
People who are serious about their health are focused on Superbeats. This is the Superbeats 101. Superbeats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all-natural, non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister. And if you haven't gotten in on the Superbeats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeats.com or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Superbeats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
All right, a couple of other observations about the trip to the Middle East, which involves actually two stops, Saudi Arabia and Israel. It would have been nice if the president reached out or something. You know, we don't like the Iranians, but I think that would have been a smart move. Let's try to go visit Iran. Why not? No, you're not going to get shot there. It's not like you would think it would, somebody might have said, well, how about we go to Syria? No. Not a good stop. Although he'll learn when he's in Israel today how close he is to Syria and Jordan, because when you go into the northernmost parts of Israel, you can almost hear the shots being fired. It's that close, and going to see what happened during the gassing and all that stuff. Now, also, he's not going to Turkey. The president came to America last week. He's tightening his grip, by the way, on the country. There's a very interesting constitutional question coming up there as the president takes up more power, because people are worried about all of the invasion, if you will, of immigrants there. Interesting to see that happening, but the president's not going to visit there, which I also thought was interesting. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Joining us now on the program is Dr. Anthony Young, who is the board-certified plastic surgeon, known as America's Holistic Plastic Surgeon, considered one of the nation's best-known experts for achieving a natural appearance with or without surgery. So in this circumstance, as we approach summertime, Dr. Young, most people want to look their best. One of the things that I understand you're doing a great deal of lately is fixing people's chin. Now you've made me very self-conscious thinking about my own chin, and I don't believe I have a double chin, but I know a lot of people who do, and mostly it's just fat. So is fixing a double chin or any of the other things that you might do, but if you're trying to make something smaller, you're obviously taking something out, right?
Yeah, and so, you know, you're not alone if you say, yeah, this kind of area of the double chin is something that I'm self-conscious of. There's actually a survey that was done very recently by a company called Allergan that looked at how people feel about different parts of their face, and specifically that area of the double chin. And what surprised me about this survey was it found that 47% of those people who respond to the survey, and these are adults between the ages of 18 and 65, are self-conscious and bothered by how that area looks. And a good percentage of those people who are bothered by how that area looks are undergoing or doing things actually about it. And those things can range from growing facial hair to having procedures done.
I wonder sometimes when you see people who are prominent that have other, I don't know if malady is the right word, but misformation. Stacy Keach, the actor, for example, has a cleft palate, and he's never gotten, he grows a mustache over it. But these are things, now obviously it hasn't bothered him or others, but, you know, Hollywood is so looks conscious. Why do you suppose someone wouldn't fix something like that? And how hard would it be to fix a cleft palate?
Well, a cleft palate is a whole other type of situation because that's a medical congenital issue that can develop. And that can actually also create issues with eating food really digestion with swallowing and how you breathe and things. So that's a little different than what we typically look at. For me, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and I focus on more cosmetic issues. And the cleft palate being more of a reconstructive, the double chin being more of a cosmetic issue only. So that's a whole other situation.
All right. But I think it's interesting because I'm looking at faces and thinking about faces.
Yeah.
What other parts of the body are people concerned about as we go into summertime? Or is it mostly the facial stuff? Or do you do work on other parts of one's body where perhaps extraction of certain things and enhancement elsewhere would be to one's advantage?
Yeah, you know, now that we're getting into the summer, people are wearing much less clothing, wearing bathing suits and things like that. Definitely our bodies are more of a focus of what we look at. And so right now, typically around now, the numbers of people undergoing liposuction are going way, way up. But the great thing that we're finding now is that you don't necessarily have to have liposuction to get rid of unwanted fat. And there's this new treatment that we are doing now in my office called Kybella, and this is a great way non-surgically to get rid of fat. It is an FDA-approved injectable substance to get rid of the fat underneath the chin. Now, it's FDA-approved only for the chin, not for the body, but it really has been something that we have seen great results with so far.
So how does it work? What do you have to do? Is it injectable? Do you have to do surgery? How does the Kybella thing work?
No, the great thing about Kybella is, you know, if you would have asked me just a few years ago, Dr. Yoon, I've got a double chin. What can I do about it? I eat right. I exercise. I'm at a reasonable weight. What can I do about it? The only option I would have given you back then is surgery, is liposuction.
Right.
Well, that's still, you know, for the most part what we do for the body. But the great thing now is Kybella is the only FDA-approved injectable. So it is injected with a needle that can melt away the double chin fat, and that fat is gone permanently. It's made of deoxycholic acid. This is a naturally occurring substance in our GI tract that dissolves and emulsifies fat. It's purified, and when injected into the double chin area, will permanently dissolve away those fat cells. So it's been really a game changer in the field of plastic surgery.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds left here, and I want to know why somebody isn't working on something just like this to be injected into other parts of the body where there's excess fat.
Well, we're hoping that they can eventually get to that. Right now, it's just for the body. And for those people who are interested in learning more, MyKybella.com is a great place to go to learn about it. I'd love to get there, though. MyKybella.com.
MyKybella, KYBELLA, MyKybella.com. All right, good to have you here, sir. Sounds like you really know your way around that field. Dr. Anthony Yoon, good to have you here talking about how to fix yourself up for the summertime.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.